Sheikh Musa Abakar Mulu was allegedly hacked to death by an assailant who had been staying at the Nimra Talata Mosque. The suspect also assaulted Ahmed Babikel, a Sudanese national who was treated at a hospital in Juba. Ahmed says the suspected assailant had been kicked out of the mosque for causing trouble, but he kept coming back.
What happened exactly is that this person had previously been fighting with me and all the people who are sleeping in the mosque without any clear reasons. Even if he does not know you, he can still fight you. Sometimes he looks at you in the face and asks you to follow him outside. This is something he has been doing. For the past 3 days, he had been looking at me and I have also been looking at him. And that's when the Islamic Council decided to chase him out of the mosque.
Baya James is the younger brother of the Muazzin who was killed. He says the family is still in shock, adding that he wants to know what led to his brother's death.
Friday evening at around 9, when I received a call from my younger brother, and he told me my brother has been attacked by some criminals and he has been chopped and is likely dead. Then I couldn't understand whether it was really true or not. I had to wait after morning that when as a family come together, and then we went to the scene. Recently, at Talata, at the mosque, we found the mosque has been locked and we were referred to go to the police station in Melekia Central Police.
Major Liz Wilson Simon, the police deputy spokesperson, confirmed the suspect has been arrested.
The criminal case was investigated at Central Police Division, Melekia as we call it, and the suspect was arrested by the police and the investigation is going on. As the police, we know that we have our duration which has been given to us according to the law, but you know, sometime also we need the case to be completed. There is some procedure going on, and then after the completing, it will be taken to the court.
Sheikh Walid Jumblad Walid, secretary of the Islamic Council, Central Equatorial State, says the Muazzin was killed while performing his missionary work.
We condemn and denounce in the strongest terms and words this barbaric behavior, and the perpetrator must be brought to a fair trial immediately after the completion of the investigation of the facts in accordance with the human and legal norms stipulated in all judicial documents.
The Islamic Council says the attacker had mental health problems, but Baya says he is not convinced the suspect had a medical condition.
In my own opinion, Umar seemed to be doing that act deliberately, because when you look at the pictures and the panga he bought new, he really organized it and he had that in mind. And I also have a blame on the administration of the mosque to have not taken charge of the major administrative control inside the mosque, because it is unfortunate that it happened inside the mosque, a place called Holy.
The late Sheikh Musa Abakar Mulu was in charge of the Muslim community in Kajokeji County and at the same time served at the Lire Mosque before he was assigned to Juba's Nimra Talata Mosque. He was laid to rest on Saturday at the Muslim graveyard in Konyokonyo. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.